This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout out always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab. On Parler, we're at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
And this Governor Cuomo thing is just going through the roof, literally. And we've got five women now accusing him in some form or fashion of either assaulting them or disrespecting them in some way.
Well, I would say here at this point, where is the decency? You know, politicians used to have a name attached to them years ago, and that was statesman. And this cat's behavior between what he did with the nursing homes and then giving everybody immunity for prosecution, and then the toxic work environment that he created, and now this whole female thing, where's the statesmanship? And so, you know, and it doesn't begin and end with Cuomo. I mean, we can go through the entire rank and file of,
sure,
you know, politicians across the country. So, you know, maybe this is the moment that somebody over there at the Biden White House, don't hold your breath, picks up the phone and says, hey, dude, time for you to go. But this is where we are. I mean, anything goes anymore.
Well, the highest-ranking Democrat in the New York State Legislature came out and told him, resign. One word, resign.
I heard it.
But I guess maybe the highest-ranking member of the New York State Legislature doesn't count?
I would think not. Not at this point.
I guess we're going to find out, aren't we? Because it's going to get brutal. And we were told somewhere along the line, well, if we just get another woman, when they had three, then that'll change everything. Well, now we got five. Plus we got two,
yeah,
we got two men that came out and verified what these women are saying, said, oh yeah, Governor Cuomo was very brutal to the women, and they had been asked to go out and find him a girlfriend. That's their words, not mine.
Well, and let's not forget, there's a trail here, because some of these girls, if not all of them, have had emails and text messages. One actually went to the HR department. So, I mean, there's more evidence, tangible,
yep,
historical evidence here than there ever been. And he's still there, but you know, look what they did with Brett Kavanaugh, and there was no evidence.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. That was brutal. And good morning to the Godfather. How you doing there, George? Hope you're doing well. But we'll see where this goes, because Cuomo said he will not resign, and he called one woman anti-democratic because she's done this before, complained about him for whatever reason.
Well, then maybe you ought to get the message. You know, and if you go over to the other side of the country, over with Gavin Newsom, they now have a little more than 1.9 million signatures.
Uh-huh.
And from a statesmanship standpoint, I guess we can start pointing to all the crazy stuff that that guy has done and not done.
Okay, let me drift over real quick and try to grab one quick call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Fred Auerbach, calling from Sarasota.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I have a question. It's a little bit off topic, since all you're talking about is the virus and Fauci and this. My question is this. I'd like you to bounce it off yourself and a few people. I'm referring to the defunded police department. How about a volunteer refund the police department if each family were asked to donate, let's say, $10 to Florida State, and let the state governor distribute the money, we could refund our police department.
Okay.
I don't want to take up a lot of time.
All right, thank you. Okay, well, it's an idea, but a lot of these departments that were being defunded are suddenly being magically refunded because they need the cops.
Well, and that's right. You know, Florida does not have an issue.
No.
But obviously, you know, several other states do.
Yeah.
And one of the things that the Biden administration, so it kind of starts at the top, is doing is not allowing any more used and or surplus military hardware
right.
to be granted to mm-hmm. police departments across the country.
Mm-hmm. That came from Obama. Yep. So, you know, again, we got Obama number three here, his third term, as some people have referred to it. And here comes the music. But we'll continue a little bit on that before we move to our next subject. And we've been talking about a lot of things tonight. I think he just joined into the program, but that's okay. Glad you came aboard. We've talked about all sorts of stuff in the first couple hours here. And we're going to change the gamut and talk about a few more when we come back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at the Two Guys Gun Show, because Two Guys Gun Show is going to be up in Brooksville this weekend, and I will be up there on Saturday. Now, the doors open Saturday at 9 o'clock, and they're open Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. They'll also be open Sunday from 9 to 3. The concealed carry class will be offered there on Saturday at 2 p.m. and on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. So if you want to get your concealed carry permit and take the test that you or get the certification that you have to have to be able to get your concealed carry, then they'll be doing that. Now, you can find out more about Two Guys Gun Shows by going to twoguysshows.com. And they're in two of the buildings up there when they have the gun shows. I don't know which building I'll be in. Last time I was in the bigger building, so we'll see if I'm still in that same larger building or not. With my banner up on the wall, you could see me when you walked in the door. But we look forward to seeing the folks that want to come out and take advantage of some of the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as private collections. They've also got a large supply of knives there, bows and arrows, fishing equipment, camping equipment. There'll be some military surplus equipment there, too. So stop by. That would be Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 3, the Hernando County Fairgrounds, the Two Guys Gun Show. All right, and back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we talked about Cuomo, and I don't know what's really going to happen to him, so we'll just have to let that work its way out of whatever, right?
Pretty much.
So we'll move on to talking about a couple of other things here. You know, you just can't make this stuff up, and I wanted to mention this earlier, but we had the Saudi Arabian oil thing that we had to talk about, but It's been broadcast now that hundreds of companies, maybe thousands, because we're not being told the truth, were hacked
Microsoft business accounts in a massive global hacking attack. And that happened also in the last few days.
Yeah, it's causing a crisis. And this actually was because of a weakness in their email software. They're focusing on a Chinese group that's been stealing email from organizations. This is coming from, by the way, outside of government. This is coming from other cyber professionals, and there's, you know, some very robust companies out there that are doing this kind of thing. So Microsoft has issued what they call an emergency security update to plug the holes, and they found four of them in their email exchange servers. China's been siphoning off data and emails.
Yeah, and if I had a business account with Microsoft, I think I'd be doing some pretty doggone good checking right now if it were me. Now the other thing is that Dr. Mark Siegel came out with something that was fascinating. I know you saw the piece. I read about it. I didn't see it, but I read about it. They've developed a pill which over a 5-day period you have to stay at home or stay away from the public. You could wind up having enough immunity built up in your system to where you could not get coronavirus at all, period.
Well, it's not quite that. Two companies, otherwise known as Ridgeback Biotherapeutics and Merck, they did some preliminary findings from what they call phase 2A trial of a drug, and I'll have a tough time pronouncing it. Molnupiravir. Maybe it's close.
Okay.
They have tested it along with their placebos, and within just almost immediately, like within a day, that the infection has, you know, gone away almost completely.
Right.
So instead of having to have patients confined for, 5 days, 7 days, 2 weeks, whatever it is, this thing takes it down to almost hours. So there were less than 200, about, I think, 180 participants in the trial that were evaluated. And the studies have been, or the results have been outstanding. So the big news here is that the drug companies are continuing to work at this thing in a very, very big way. Uh-huh. And I think that they ought to be given some high praise, not only for COVID-19, but the effects that some of these therapeutics and some of these test drugs will have on any kind of coronavirus, of which there are thousands of types, will have on the world population. So Ridgeback Biotherapeutics is actually located, by the way, in Miami.
Okay.
And they had begun a lot of this work back when the Ebola thing was happening. So they were kind of a step ahead. Anybody that was doing some work on Ebola, there are a lot of commonalities. So it wasn't just something that, you know, was concocted, you know, from nothing.
Uh-huh.
They have a lot of work in this realm. So a big hat tip to them.
Well, very good. Now, something else here, the H.R. 1 bill has made its way over to the Senate. A lot of people are deeply concerned, as they should be, about H.R. 1, the For the People Act, because of what it does and what it will do to the election rules and regulations. It'll put the federal government pretty much in charge of elections, which they're not supposed to be able to do per the Constitution, across the country.
That's right. I mean, to federalize / nationalize the election process is unconstitutional.
Correct.
And I'm surprised that we have not heard of any organization taking this H.R. 1 to court and taking it to court now.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it has to necessarily, and I could be very wrong, I don't think it has to go through the Senate in order to be challenged as an unconstitutional piece of legislation.
Uh-huh.
You've already had the House of representatives. In other words, the gathering of U.S. representatives who vote on it, of which only Democrats did. And every single Democrat absolutely ought to be challenged on this one and be shamed to wear the scarlet letter on this one. But I'm really kind of stunned that they haven't taken some of this and challenged it in court.
Well, I think they're going to, but I don't know what they're waiting for. But let me just go down this real briefly. Undermine states' elections oversight, like efforts to clean up the old voter rolls that can't touch them. Prohibits the requiring a state voter ID to obtain a mail-in ballot and permitted individuals to sign a sworn statement as to their identity. In other words, if I want to get an absentee ballot and I've already voted or whatever, I can just go right ahead and do that. There's nothing to stop me.
It's bad. I mean, there isn't a single thing in it that has any value. None. Zero. It's kind of like the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill, as they're calling it, which is anything but that, because only about 9% of that goes to any kind of COVID relief in the first place. Well, let me tell you two other things that are actually in that $1.9 trillion. That murderers, convicted murderers,
oh, yeah,
that are serving sentences,
yep,
get a $1,400 stimulus check.
Correct.
So Dylan Roof,
yeah,
would get a $1,400 stimulus check.
Yep.
Or how about forgiving only the blacks that have loans with the Small Business Administration?
Yep.
Their loans are forgiven.
Yep. Okay, I hear you. To be continued. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at the same time. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there to her website, check out all the great articles she writes, sign up for her daily sit reps, and you'll know what she's doing when she's doing it. I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A number of states have begun to roll back their COVID restrictions as cases fall, including Texas and Mississippi, lifting all restrictions on businesses and their mask mandates. Other states have been taking a more gradual approach in reopening. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says that as the state has accelerated its vaccination program, he's emphasized keeping up mitigation efforts. He tells ABC's This Week that Ohio has set a goal for rolling back their restrictions.
As we're doing that, we can't give up the defense. And so we've got to, continue to do that. We've set a metric We put a goal out there when we got to 50 cases per 100,000 for every 2 weeks. That's what the epidemiologist that we consulted said. When we get down to that figure, we'll be able to take the health orders off. But we're a ways from that, but we're moving forward.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they are in a minute. But don't forget to give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard, Tampa Bay in Florida. And at either one, I'll tell you to do the same thing. Whichever one's closest, get on the phone, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Whichever one is closest, get on the telephone, give them a call, and take a tour of one of their facilities. Take a tour of one of their facilities. Best way to find out what they're all about. And that's what I would suggest. The National Aviation Academy, available online, NAA.edu, and their phone number is 800-659-2080. Well, Saudi Arabia, the Houthis apparently used some drones to fire
missiles at a Saudi Arabian oil facility, and oil has jumped as a result. And let's see if I can get this played here, and you can hear all about it.
So what do we know about these attacks, Aaron?
Yeah, good morning. So yesterday on Sunday, the Saudi Energy Ministry set a storage tank at the Ras Tanura export terminal in the country's Gulf Coast was attacked by a drone from sea. Shrapnel from a missile also landed near a residential compound for employees of the national oil company Saudi Aramco. Both attacks did not result in any injury or loss of life, and what people are saying is that oil output hasn't been affected. Now, this facility is really important. Ras Tanura is one of the world's largest oil terminals. It's capable of exporting roughly 6.5 million barrels a day, nearly 7% of global oil demand, and so it's really one of the world's most protected oil installations. So that's why you're seeing that jump in crude prices as a result of this.
So, Aaron, I guess it's a kind of an obvious question. Does this bolster the bullish case for oil?
Well, I think it's important to remember that production from Saudi Arabia and exports don't appear to be impacted at this point. But you are seeing that knee-jerk reaction. Brent futures in London jumped as much as 2.6%. And this is after they rose nearly 5% last week. So you're really seeing oil push above $70 a barrel. And I think it's important to think about the context of the oil market right now.
Okay, that gets you the story that's coming off the wire right now from Bloomberg, and we thank them very much for their affiliation. Now, that being said, prices will go up. You need to buy your gasoline right now. Don't wait till tomorrow or later on today, because by then the prices will have gone up probably 10 cents a gallon or so. Now, we just found out also over the weekend that after 10 days of deliberations, President Biden had ordered the Pentagon to conduct airstrikes on two targets inside Syria on February the 26th, when an aide delivered an urgent warning about the 30 minutes before the bombs were scheduled to fall. However, the president called off a strike on a second military target in Syria last week. You did not hear about that. We're not sure what the target was or where it was. Probably won't know for security reasons, but there you go. Now, the House Armed Services Committee Republicans have laid down a new marker in what's expected to be a testy budget cycle, urging President Joe Biden to increase the defense budget by 3 to 5% adjusted for inflation. What does that mean? Well, we'll have to wait and find out what happens. By the way, the Biden administration has imposed temporary limits on drone strikes targeting suspected terrorists outside the battlefields of Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq, tightening a Trump area policy where officials review how much leeway to give the military and the CIA in counterterrorism operations. So that probably means that if they get a target of opportunity in another country, we may not see them taking that target of opportunity out. Now also, the House Veterans Affairs Committee on Thursday launched a new investigation into the targeted recruitment of veterans by extremist organizations in the wake of the deadly attack on Congress this year. Still waiting to see what happens there as another arrest was made over the weekend. And the U.S. Navy has transferred authorities over networks and IT systems to a newly created office dedicated to Project Overmatch. That's the service's plan for a connected force for future battles. And we'll see how that plays out in the grand scheme of things. Overseas, the news coming in. Documents detail a legal fight to make the Pentagon share the Middle East troop numbers. The war's forever. The forever wars is what it's being described as there is a lawsuit currently being put in place. Now, the online forum Just Security said that while ending the forever wars in Iraq and Afghanistan was a cornerstone of the Trump administration's foreign policy, it became increasingly difficult during his presidency for the public to get numbers of troops on the ground in those countries, as well as Syria. What you have to understand, folks, is, yeah, there's 2,500 military here and 2,500 military there, but we have all these private contractors over there. In Afghanistan alone, there's around 15,000 private contractors that are in the country. Also, the Air Force is now flying the MQ-9 Reaper operations from Romania in a new mission that aims to provide 24/7 intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance coverage of the Balkans, as we are still there and still watching what's going on. Now, the United States and South Korea are scheduled to hold a joint military exercise, but the training could be reduced in scale due to the coronavirus pandemic. We'll know more about that today. And also, the militia group that's been blamed for previous attacks on American bases is an Iranian-backed group which has been responsible for numerous other rocket attacks, which is headquartered right there in Iraq, not Syria. And many of these attacks, as you well know, are done on portable trucks, pickup trucks, flatbed trucks. They fire the weapons and then away they go. They either destroy the vehicle or they take them to another location to fire some more. By the way, U.S. Africa Command now needs White House approval to launch airstrikes against militants in Somalia as the Biden administration weighs whether or not to put limits on commanders and authorizing attacks. There's going to be more of this where we go back to the Obama days of putting the putting the rubber bands around the wrists of our commanders so they can't do but a certain amount of stuff. We'll see how that all works. All right, I'm coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We'll be coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia way, and she is definitely getting it done. By the way, coming up on March the 27th, I will be at Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey for a Moss Nissan tailgate party. Now, we're going to have a tailgate pro entertainment guy there who's got a tent, and they put up a big griller thing there. They grill food for everybody, and Moss will be providing food that day. It's just a get-together, a tailgate party to just kind of meet and greet and say howdy howdy to the folks that do business with Moss, and anybody that wants to stop by is welcome to stop by and enjoy a great day of food. And also they'll be doing some games. I understand they're going to be doing the cornhole games up there, and that's always a lot of fun for the people that like to play that. Actually, there's a professional tournament, now that I think about it, that does that. But that's going to be March the 27th. And then a program reminder on April the 13th, I'll be at the Tea Party Manatee 13th year birthday party being held at Mixon Fruit Farms out there in the outdoor facility, the gazebo that's out back there. That's the pavilion that they have. And we're looking forward to a bunch of people showing up there, too. Had a great time at Burt's over the weekend. In the meantime, here is the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You are probably aware of what happened at the Ras Tanura terminal, the world's largest oil export port in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I was going over not too, actually too long ago, and, you know, we've been conflicting reports out there in regards to the damage that was done. The Saudis are saying that, you know, nothing was really affected. But again, you can't always trust the information that they're coming out of because they got the shaved face to some degree. There was some, you know, they were saying some sites on the side, housing complexes that were hit. And, it was a drone attack that was put together, by the Houthis for the most part.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to kind of sort the thing out here this morning and see if there's going to be any supply issues. But, as you know, it's got obviously things like this, stories like this will affect the price of oil over the short term without a doubt.
Well, it already has. The prices jumped. The wholesale price of gasoline went up almost immediately. At one time, oil in the southeastern Asian markets was trading, Brent crude was trading at $76 a barrel. It's now down to just above $70 a barrel. But it's up nonetheless about $3 a barrel from where it was Friday.
Yeah. The oil's been ticking up anyway because, again, concerns in regards to where the United States is going to be moving forward in regards to the production and, if we're going to continue to do the things that we were doing, under the Trump administration to become energy independent, whether that supply is going to come offline. So there's still a lot of questions out there, and it's just, again, it's driving the price of oil higher.
Well, I will state this, since Joe Biden has been president, the price of gasoline has gone up 35%.
Yeah, that was to be expected. You get the government you deserve. Everyone talked about that.
Yep.
They said, it's going to go up. And, yeah,
yep.
It's policy driven. The reality is that we've got more than enough oil. We can get it out of the ground, if you got an administration which is going to be hostile to the development of fossil fuels, this is par for the course. It's going to happen.
Now, Joe Manchin has stated that he would like to see the minimum wage at about $11 an hour. He'd go along with that. The $15 an hour minimum wage was not included in this. Passage of the stimulus bill over the weekend.
Yeah, the whole minimum wage thing. I've been talking about this. It's been going on for years and years and years. I've written columns about it, and I'm vehemently against raising the minimum wage. I think minimum wage is just it's a joke in of itself because businesses are going to pay people what they can afford to pay them. It's just that simple. I mean, that's great, Joe. You said $11 an hour. Why? I mean, I will support a federal minimum wage if somebody can actually show me mathematically, with common sense how they came up with the number. I mean, where you arrive at $11 an hour? Why not $18 an hour? Why not $25? Why not $50? It doesn't make any sense to me at all. You got a big country that has different, there's a different cost of living in Miami than there is in Boise, Idaho. So how are you going to put the same standard in one place over another place? It's patently absurd.
Well, let me run this one by and see how you think about this. Senator Tom Cotton yesterday pointed something out. Death row murderers are going to get $1,400 stimulus checks.
And listen, this is a stimulus party not only for death row murderers, but for fraudsters from all over the world, the old African email scammers, all of that stuff. I mean, we know that billions of dollars have been stolen from these prior stimulus packages, yet we don't do anything to fix the problem, and we hand out more money. We don't even respect our own currency. We don't respect our debt. We don't respect our children and our grandchildren that are going to have to pay this back at some point in time. Everybody happy. Nobody seems to care because they're going to get their $1,400 check in the mail. To me, it really is sad.
Yeah, $10 billion is going overseas, too, by the way. $10 billion.
Yeah. That's, again, free for all at this point in time. Everybody's patting themselves on the back over this thing. I think it's a joke.
Well, let's pat ourselves over the back over something that Stephen Moore talked about. He said the blowout jobs report fuels the economic rocket ship that Donald Trump had put together, but this is the last report that's going to have any reflection to do with Donald Trump. The next one that comes out is going to start dropping dramatically, is it not?
I don't know if we're going to start seeing drops. I just don't think we're going to have the increases that is going to be necessary to get us back where we were. We're still behind the curve by about 11 12 million jobs at this point in time because of the pandemic. And I think, you know, the reality is I think many of these things are not going to come back so easily simply because of the way, the nature of business being changed here in the United States. And I don't see really much forward thinking in regards to trying to bring back some of these businesses and some outside-the-box thinking in regards to post-pandemic recovery that makes sense outside of just, you know, flying over the country and dropping cash, which is patently absurd.
Now, did you see the report that came out of China, kind of like a back page article? Because God knows they wouldn't want this on the front page. But China's exports are surging from the 2020 lockdown as the demand booms. But there's another report that shows that maybe it's not quite as booming as we think.
I mean, I haven't seen the conflicting reports. I mean, I can see with my own eyes, you know, trying to, you know, look for, buy certain types of furniture or to buy certain items and try to find made in America products. And it's, you know, you gotta do some searching. You know, certain things you can find, but other things, not so much. I mean, they are a force when it comes to manufacturing in the world. And, you know, we made some improvement and brought some manufacturing back here to the United States, but it's just, we're not, at this point, we're just not able to compete with them on that level.
Now, were you happy with what you saw, the job report that came out? It was a little bit more than what we thought it was going to be.
Listen, I saw that it was about 70% of the jobs were for waiters and bartenders, which,
sure,
again, we can expect because some of these, the New York City started opening up a little bit and some of these other places, so you're starting to bring some people back. But the reality is we got to maintain over a half a million a month, you know, to get back these jobs just over the next 2 years that we had prior. So, yeah, people saying, okay, you know, this is great. You know, jobs are coming back. But are they really? I mean, we'll see. You know, we hit a wall for over the past couple months prior to February. We got to see if that there's going to be some follow through.
So what are you going to be doing today? What are you concentrating on today?
Well, I'm doing my homework right now, and I'm going to see where it takes me. You can do a lot on the program, as you already know, talking about China and their, you know, the strategy moving forward and the need, and almost like giving pep talks, the need for the United States to really, you know, step it up and start competing, because, you know, these guys are not going to take any prisoners when it comes to competition. And we're just not, we're kind of wallowing around right now. We need to do more.
Yeah, well, we've got to keep our eyes on HR1 this week for sure, because we just can't let any of that go through, none of it. And I think there's a real strong effort to stop that.
That and the border you're talking about, you know, it's game over for Republicans. It really is.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay out of trouble up there.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Check him out. And every weekend he's on about 250 radio stations all across the country, many of these same stations. And I'll be coming right back right after the news with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I do that? Why should I do that?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.